Our buildings are very inefficient, uncomfortable, and generally don't work very well. And the reality is that with climate change, we're seeing very much more severe summers coming towards us. So the buildings that we build this year are going to have to survive much tougher summers than we have now. And we need to be future-proofing those buildings against that. Likewise, the cost of conventional energy supply is skyrocketing as our summer peak electricity demand increases and increases as we try to make these shocking buildings we have semi-comfortable by using enormous air conditioners that guzzle enormous amounts of electricity. So again, moving towards high efficiency buildings and high efficiency technologies, distributed renewable energy generation can just avoid all of those problems.
So how do we compare then to other parts of the world with these issues?
Well, if you look at the housing sector, the Victorian government's been very proud of its five-star energy regulations, for example, and that's rolled out nationally at 2006. An international comparison study showed that in the Victorian climate, a typical developed country's regulations were in the 7.5 to 8-star range. So in other words, an Australian house would be illegal in many developed countries with similar climates.
We're not just necessarily talking here about residential buildings. And how do we tackle these issues in other buildings in built-up areas? So, say for instance, offices, etc., that have lights, etc., on all the time.
One of the problems we have is that if there's any extra upfront cost, the builder or developer says that's too expensive because they're not able to capture the future savings. So we have to make a choice. We either have to provide those people with some financial incentive so they'll do it, or we have to regulate them so they have to do it, or we have to establish some relationship between the future savings people giving more money, you know, to the people who do the thing up front. So we have to, a lot of it is about those relationships between the various players in the system. Then lastly, there's the whole issue of how we behave within our buildings. And, you know, a lot of those lights in those buildings are simply left on by people who don't switch the switch off.
Who's responsible here? Is it government, be it local, state or federal, or is it the individual?
I think one of the problems is there's a shared responsibility. And what you find is that with a lot of things, government finds it convenient to say, oh, it's the user, you know, you should switch off your lights and do all of those sorts of things. But I think the reality is government has a responsibility to lead, to make it easy to save, to support the people who do save. The business sector and the industries need to provide the good technologies and the information so we can make good choices and help us with technology that's easier to control so we can switch them off easily. And then there's our role. So I think each one has an element or is an element in the system.